You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the KVML studio this morning, local arts advocate BZ Smith. Good morning, BZ.
I am so glad to be here with you again, Mark.
It's always nice to see you.
And with all you folks listening.
For adult ears only is the name of the event. It is an evening filled with stories just for the adults to enjoy. It's not an evening of
12 years old and up come, but this is not a program for small children, that's for sure.
It's not profane stories
either. No, not at all.
This is a fundraiser. So let's talk a little bit about this. You have two events over the next two evenings. Columbia College tonight and over at the Sonora Inn at the home of the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance.
Yes.
That's their new home.
Yes.
And that is going to take place tomorrow night. So what is For Adult Ears Only about?
I am really honored this year. This is our 15th For Adult Ears Only community concert. And this, we always bring in various storytellers, and it's a wonderful experience to strengthen the adult appreciation of the art of storytelling in our community. We've had many outstanding nationally known and internationally known storytellers over the years. This year, we are honored to have probably the best known worldwide Native American storyteller. Her name is Dovie Thomason. She is a descendant of Lakota Sioux and Kiowa Apache nations, and she is delightful, brilliant, insightful, and she's going to be doing presentations for us both tonight and tomorrow.
You have spent the past few days with her. Is she a good storyteller?
Oh, she is just amazing. She is such a deep river of knowledge and of story lore. And I think that the community of Tuolumne County and Calaveras County will be very blessed to come and spend any time they can with Dovie Thomason.
And this year's theme is Native American stories, and that includes the refreshments.
Oh, this is so exciting. There's a wonderful new cookbook out called The Sioux Chef's Indigenous Kitchen. And I myself have Native ancestry, and it's an important part of who I am. And for the event at the Sonora Inn, we always have lovely libations, refreshments at the For Adult Ears Only concert. But this year, the theme is on the use of Indigenous ingredients and Indigenous cooking techniques. Very excited about this. I just brought you some cookies from the cookbook. These are sunflower seed and maple syrup cookies that are from a recipe from the Great Lakes area. This particular recipe was made for the warriors who would be going out on long journeys for hunting and such to give them quick energy. And they're really fun. Plus, we're going to have all kinds of other fun things.
Well, and let's talk about what is behind For Adult Ears Only. It is a fundraiser and it is a benefit. Who does this benefit?
This particular year, the fundraiser is for Motherlode Storytelling Guild and the Tuolumne County Arts Organization for supporting the literary arts programs that take place in our community. The Motherlode Storytelling Guild does outreach work all over both Tuolumne and Calaveras County, working with schools, working with preschools, working with at-risk students, and reaching out to people who want to learn about the art of storytelling. And these funds just help us make this possible. Plus, we like putting on workshops and being able to bring in guest tellers, and this is an example of doing just that. And then the other part with Tuolumne County Arts, they have rich literary art programs. The most best known in our community, of course, is Poetry Out Loud. So some of the funds will go to help support the efforts that Tuolumne County Arts is doing to strengthen the literary arts and their expression in our own community.
Two chances this evening at Columbia College.
It starts at 6:30, and the program that Dovie is doing tonight is called The Spirit Survives, and it is based on interviews with family members and research that Dovie has done on children who went through the Indian boarding school experiment that began in the United States in the 1970s, where children were taken away from their families over long, long distances and sent to remote corners of the United States to be in institutions that were basically stripping them of their cultural identities. My own grandfather attended one of these schools, and I can tell you the repercussions vibrate through a family for generations. And Dovey's presentation at the college tonight is about that experience. At the end of it, there will be a question and answer session, because it will be moving and powerful, and it will touch a lot of hearts. But it's part of the whole healing process of going beyond that really dark time in our history.
And what is the location?
That will take place in the Dogwood Forum. The program itself is free.
Tomorrow night, over at the Sonora Inn, what room do we walk into?
The back conference room that has been renamed the Rose Room. It's lovely room. It has nice acoustics, and we will be in the Rose Room and having our buffet in the breakfast room area at the hotel, all as a gracious gift of the new owners of the Sonora Inn, who have donated use of the facility. It's very, very nice.
And that starts at 7 o'clock.
Starts at 7, doors opening at 6:30, and the tickets are $20. That includes that lovely buffet of yummy foods and the opportunity to meet this delightful woman, Dovey Thomason.
Our time is short. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Big thank you quickly to both Black Oak Resort and to Chicken Ranch Rancheria Tribal Council for being part of our sponsorship for these events. They want our own community to more fully grasp the relevance of Native American history in our own community.
For more information, log on to mytuolumnecountyarts.org. BZ Smith, local arts advocate. Always good to see you.
And in Wyandotte, I say this, Tishame, which means thank you.